the U.S. Consulate General in Chengdu, Sichuan Province has closed. Chinese authorities entered the premises through the front gate and took over the now closed consulate. China ordered the United States to close its consulate general in Chengdu within 72 hours on Friday. The move came after the U.S. demanded China to shutter its consulate general in Houston. The Chinese embassy in the United States will temporarily take over the work of the consulate general in Houston. Profits from China's major industrial firms have risen 11.5% year-on-year to 666.6 billion yuan, or about $95.2 billion in June. Profitability amid China's economic recovery was boosted by improving production and falling costs. The monthly profits saw growth for a second consecutive month in June. It nearly doubled the 6% increase in May and marked the strongest monthly profit gain since March 2019. Invading locusts have swarmed through over 20,000 hectares of cropland in Yunnan province. The yellow-spined bamboo locusts are eating crops including rice, corn, and canes. More swarms are expected to arrive until September. Yunnan has been using drones to spread pesticides to kill the insects that were first reported in province in late June. A project launched by China's Ministry of Justice will send volunteer lawyers to the Tibet Autonomous Region to provide free legal services. 74 lawyers will work in Tibet for 1 year, offering legal aid in counties that don't have lawyers. The project was launched in July last year. The first arrival of 68 lawyers have handled 1,540 legal aid cases and offer free consultation to more than 15,000 people in the autonomous region. They've helped avoid or recover more than 97 million yuan, or about $14 million, of economic losses. Authorities in Rio de Janeiro have canceled the traditional New Year's Eve celebrations at Copacabana this year out of coronavirus fears. An estimated 3 million people gather by Rio's shore to catch the fireworks spectacular each year. Local authorities are now considering other options, such as holding smaller events at various locations across the city. Tokyo might host the postponed Olympic Games behind closed doors if the COVID-19 pandemic is not contained by the summer of 2021. An executive of Japan's ruling party, who's close to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, was quoted as saying the Games should definitely take place even without spectators. Tokyo started the one-year countdown until the opening of the Olympic Games, which has been rescheduled for July the 23rd to August the 8th next year. Japan has had a consistent nationwide surge in COVID-19 infections. Tokyo reported 239 new confirmed cases on Sunday. Gold price has surged to a record $1,944.71 an ounce on Monday, beating the previous high set in 2011 by more than $20. The record high came as investors rushed into the safe haven on multiple concerns. Analysts described geopolitical tensions, a spike in COVID-19 infections worldwide, and weaker dollars as major factors behind the surging gold price. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has marked the 67th anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the Korean War. Kim visited a war cemetery to pay homage to the soldiers killed in the war. He also held a ceremony and presented newly developed Mount Baekdu commemorative pistols to leading commanding officers of the armed forces.